Yes, ma'am.
This is Devin Davis.
Are you trying to file a claim, sir?
I'm trying to sign up for
I can't hear you. You trying to sign up for what?
I'm trying to file a claim. I'm trying to sign up for my unemployment.
Okay. Can I have your social, please?
Yes, ma'am. 423-3903-02.
I have 423-390302.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please verify your name?
Yes, ma'am. Tevin. T-E-V-I-N. D-A-V-I-S.
I need your date of birth.
10/04/1992.
Your mother's maiden name?
Hutchins. H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S.
Okay, you already... You been filing?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
It's your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, if you approve, are you doing direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
I'm going to need your checking or savings.
Check.
I'm going to need routing number and I'm going to need a bank account number.
Yes, ma'am. Let me give it to you. My checking number is 510.
Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am.
510.
238.
216.
88.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I have 510-238-21688. Can I have your routing number, please?
262-275-835.
I have 262-275-835.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. 401 Ridgewood Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
What city?
Scottsboro.
Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on 1 minute. Okay, you said Scottsboro?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Gotcha. Scottsboro, Alabama, 35768.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I have 256-599-3110. Is that your phone number?
No, ma'am, that's not.
Okay, can I please have a...
That's an old phone number of mine.
Okay, can I have an updated phone number, please?
256-672-0610.
256-672-0610.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 131 Marsh Street, 2836 46th Avenue East, 319 Home Street, or 431 Saraland Avenue?
319 Home Street.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Bessemer, Stevenson, Florence, or none of the above?
Stevenson.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Baltimore, Brookline, Kelmet, or Cornering, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file or receive unemployment in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Did you serve in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
What was your last day worked?
I was working through this temp service. So I'm going to say maybe last week.
Sir?
Last Thursday, maybe.
Last Thursday was the third. So you saying 02/03/2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It doesn't matter, to be honest with you.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Anywhere from $12.50 to, you know what I mean, $13.50, somewhere in there.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. I had an interview last week.
What was your job title, sir?
This week. What was I doing? I was at KTNA. I was just doing a staffing.
You was what?
I said I was working at KTNA. I was through a staffing solution.
Okay, and you were working where?
At KTNA.
KPNA?
Yes, ma'am.
KPA? What? I mean, I don't even know.
KTNA. I worked at Mohawk for a year.
Okay, what do you do? Lay bricks? You wash dishes? I mean, what's your job title?
I was doing utility.
A utility operator?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, operate machines, what?
Well, at KTNA, we were working on car parts. That's what we did, just manufacturing.
See, this not showing. Kate, utility worker for auto?
Well, you don't have to pull up the utility. I mean, because they didn't have a title for it. I mean, I was just moving around in the KTNA plant, so I can't really, you know, put a title on what it was that I was doing. You know what I mean? But I could tell you what I was doing and the job that I had for a year.
Okay, was that Platinum Recruiting LLC? Aladdin? What was the company?
It was Surge Staffing, but the Aladdin
Surf
company.
Waves, who Surge. Are you filing, sir? Who are you filing the unemployment for?
Well, I guess Mohawk.
I'm looking on here and I don't see Mohawk. I see Safe
Aladdin.
Waves. Aladdin. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have a phone number for them?
256-495-2701.
Okay, can you give me their start date of employment?
December the 14th, 2021, till January the 4th, 2022.
Okay, hold on, January. Okay, what city and state was that you worked?
It was Bridgeport, Alabama.
Who?
Bridgeport, Alabama.
Could you spell that?
B-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay, I see it.
Yes,
Bridgeport,
ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive vacation, holiday pay, or sick pay?
Vacation. I didn't never really even get to take any vacation. But I did receive holiday pay.
You received holiday pay?
During my time there.
Okay.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay. I need to know how much it was in the hour. How many? I need the total hours that you worked and how much the dollar amount was that you received it.
I think it was around 800. Wait, they did pay me for my vacation.
So you got holiday pay and vacation pay too?
Yes, ma'am. They did it all at one time for all of.
But I need the hours holiday pay first, sir.
I believe the holiday pay was 8.5 hours. You know, prior to your.
And how much per hour?
Well, I'm gonna say 22.75 maybe. You know, with the overtime.
Okay, and you got vacation pay too?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, and I need the hours. How many hours of that?
50.
50 hours of vacation time, and could you tell me the dollar amount? How much an hour you got paid for that?
I want to say $16.66. They just give us regular pay for that.
Okay, and why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Job performance, discharge.
Okay, and unsatisfactory work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and name and title person who discharged you.
Vicky Shores, V-I-C-K.
That's a man? A lady.
No, ma'am. That's a lady.
Hold on.
That was my supervisor.
Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y.
Shores. S-H-O-R-E-S.
Okay, and she was your what?
My supervisor.
Okay. And again, date of the discharge, please.
January 4th, 2022.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
It was my job performance.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
All it was.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
Okay. Did you saying job performance? Do you agree with them?
Yes, ma'am.
You do? Okay. Did you have any warning for the, you know, did they give you any warning prior to discharging you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did you do to try and resolve the problem before you got discharged?
I came up with a solution on how we could get on the same page.
How?
I said I came up with a solution to how we could get on the same page to, you know, fix my job performance. I mean, you know, they give you a write, if you get a write-up, then, you know, they ask, how can you improve your job performance?
Okay. And
well, I don't know if every company is like that, but I mean, I don't have no hard feelings toward anyone because, I mean, it was really, really a great place to work for.
Yep. And what would be your bank account for your money to come to you or your a benefit card?
The bank account.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. What
yes,
you
ma'am.
Need to do is go into the employment office that you have in your city. And you
yes,
need
ma'am.
To update your online resume, sir. You need to tell them that you need to use the Career Center. And you need to go in there and tell them that you need to update your online resume. Because failure to
yes,
do
ma'am.
that will result in your benefits. You know, that may stop your benefits. You need to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
If you got time
yes, ma'am.
Today, you should go in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do I need to write any this information down?
I mean, you can. You need to go into your employment office, and do your claim every week, right?
I haven't been.
This is your first claim, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this, you would need to call them every week. So the number that you call today, you need to call us every Monday.
Every Monday,
and claim your file your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And a booklet is going to be sent out to you in 7 days. And that's
yes,
going
ma'am.
To explain everything to you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Your employer, of course, you know they're going to contact your employer. And they're going to ask them questions about what happened. So
yes,
you'll get something in the mail after they've contacted them.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They'll let you know what's going on, Mr. Davis. But until that, go to the Career Center today if you can. And
yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead and tell them, go into the unemployment office, tell them, look, I'm filing for unemployment and I need to update my online resume and have somebody help you do that. That's the biggest thing you need to do. And the other second biggest thing you need to do, sir, every between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m.,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Need to put your you need to file your claim. Continue
yes, ma'am.
Filing. Don't stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Continue to file. So. And that's going to be it. Then, you know, just look for a letter in a week or so on what
yes,
their
ma'am.
Decision is. But each week, Mr. Davis, you just file. But don't forget,
yes,
if you can't go into the employment office today, go ahead and do that and get that out the way.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. But other than that, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you for everything.
You're very welcome, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All
have
right.
A beautiful day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.